This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, September 8th, brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, U.S. corn 4% harvested and the crop's good to excellent condition rating fell slightly like last week. That's according to the USDA's weekly crop progress report released this afternoon. 74% of the corn crop denting, 95% of the crop in the dough stage or beyond, 25% of the crop mature. The harvest pace is a point behind last year, but a point ahead of the five-year average. 68% of the crop rated either good or excellent. Soybeans were setting pods on 97% of acres, dropping leaves on 21%. 64% of the crop rated in good to excellent condition. Spring wheat at 85% harvested, the winter wheat crop 5% planted. USDA September crop production report based on field samples be released Friday at noon. Traders anticipate lower production figures than the August report, but still record production of both corn and soybeans. Export projections and overall usage will be closely watched by the trade. Well, AgriPulse reporting today that farmers with cotton, rice, and peanut base acres stand to get the biggest subsidy increase under the changes Congress made to the Farm Bill commodity programs through the One Big Beautiful Act. Average payments for peanut and rice base would jump more than 200%. That's according to a new analysis. University of Missouri's Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute said all farmers with eligible base acres would see bigger payments because of the spending and tax bill, but the average increase per base acre estimated to vary widely from just over 62% for corn, over 65% for sorghum, and almost 72% for soybeans, but 177.2% for cotton, 205% for peanuts, and 222% for rice. FAPRI has long advised Congress on policy impacts. For ARC and PLC programs, payments are tied to base acres a producer has for a particular commodity, regardless of whether the farmer actually grew that crop that year. Another provision of the bill allows farmers to enroll up to 30 million additional base acres that will be eligible for ARC or PLC. According to the FAPRI analysis, corn payments would go from an average of $24.97 to $40.47, rice payments from $50.45 per base acre to $162.58, soybean payments from $14.90 to $25.61 per base acre, cotton payments from $32.77 to $90.84, peanuts from $64.46 to $196.60, wheat from $14.90 to $34.18, and sorghum from just over $18 to $29.81 per base acre. The FAPRI report cautioned that actual payments could be higher or lower depending on market price movement. The MAHA Commission strategy delivered to the White House in August should be released to the public this week. A leaked draft was widely reported in the media. On the Washington calendar this week, the House Ag Committee will hold a pair of hearings, one on state options with the Supplemental Attrition Assistance Program and the other on forestry issues. Chloe Green, Manager of Food and Nutrition Services for the American Public Health Services, will testify at the Tuesday hearing. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. The National Pork Producers Council is the global voice for the U.S. pork industry. NPPC is speaking up to urge Congress to fix an unworkable patchwork of state laws created by California's Proposition 12. These annual housing laws threaten family farms by greatly increasing the cost of raising pigs, causing many to fold. That's why both the Trump and Biden administrations have opposed this arbitrary law. Learn how you can protect family farms at fixprop12.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.